I was in church, and I actually had our worship goers go to the basement, and I'm sure some of them probably thought I was off my rocker, but, you know, a lot of times churches don't necessarily do tornado drills or fire drills like schools and businesses. It's sad knowing a lot of your neighbors and friends are displaced tonight.
Whole neighborhood's gone, poof, just like that. Nasty tornadoes flatten an Illinois town. That was the mayor of an Illinois town describing what it was like. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we go. Mother Nature starting things off, leading off the week. And it was a wicked string of those wild twisters that slammed through the Midwest. Heavy damage, heavy damage in Washington, Illinois. Five dead in the state, which is amazing that that's it for how much destruction was left behind. The Chicago Bears game had to be ultimately delayed by a couple of hours. They evacuated Soldier Field. I mean, all over Illinois, there was massive devastation. I had friends in Peoria. Peoria was really sliced in half. And I'll say this again, it's amazing. It's sad that five people so far have lost their lives, that five people lost their lives. But that more didn't. When you look at the photographs, and this is radio, so picture people combing through massive shards of homes, cars overturned, flown through the front of the windows of houses, trees, of course, down all over the place. It's just creepy looking. Like any other thing that we have seen with devastating tornadoes, Tuscaloosa, remember how that looked? Joplin, remember how Joplin, Missouri, a lot of people listening to us in Missouri, remember how that looked? Just flattened. I mean, just freaky stuff to see it. If you've never been through a tornado, there is, my friends, nothing like it. Because you don't have warnings usually. And all of a sudden, it's upon you and that's it. You have no idea what's hitting you, how awful it's going to be. And this was awful. And I think Washington, Illinois, from everything that I've seen, was probably the worst hit. Peoria, too, as well. But just wicked strength of these storms that take these homes and make it look as though it's just a child's log cabin set up with little pieces of glued together pieces of wood that you get in a hobby store. I mean, seriously, it looks like that. It looks like a model. It's insane the damage that's been done, and certainly our thoughts and prayers are with those people because dozens of people were hurt. So while five people were killed, dozens of people were hurt. 60 tornadoes is what was reported in Indiana, a place called Kokomo, state of emergency. Just people walking, they say, through the streets just crying because, one, they were shocked and survived it, and then you have that sense of, oh, my gosh, everything's gone. And that's exactly what it was like when it hit several of these towns in the Midwest. You might have been spared. You might be listening to me someplace where you narrowly escaped. I got a couple of quick emails from two people. One from Tom, who says, I was really close to Washington, Kate, and it was wild to look up into the sky and what I saw looked like an enormous funnel cloud, and you were just heading for any direction. I have to say that if I have a chance, I'm going to give you a buzz later, but who knows? But it is a crazy time trying to help people and do whatever we can. All right, then there's another one here, and this one is from Theodore, and Theodore says, I live in a town called Kokomo, which is what I just mentioned, in Indiana, listened to the show, and I have to say that I, in my entire time living here, while I have seen tornadoes, I really have never seen anything like this, I have to say, in my existence, because neighborhoods were just demolished, and then there'd be a house standing. But then across the street, nothing but rubble. People are really hurting here. Anything anyone can do to help us, it is a bad, bad beat. And a bad, bad beat means flash floods, hail, tornadoes, all kinds of things hit some of those areas where they're just trying to comb through the wreckage that's left to see if there's any signs of life. Because, you know, while we're saying how many people are hurt and we're talking about that only a handful of people were killed, that still doesn't tell you what's being done to make sure there's nobody on the ground. And you listen to some of the calls and some of the things I heard, some of the 911 calls are just bone-chilling. People freaking out, screaming, the tornado happening in their backyards, literally, and where you see smashed cars and wood beams everywhere and furniture flung into debris and lawns and sidewalks that aren't even lawns and sidewalks anymore, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so the stands, they, to be safe, as I said, were the bears. They had to evacuate. They didn't want to take the chance because of what was swirling around, really, Chicago. In Peoria, I mentioned Peoria, 37 people were treated with various kinds of injuries. And they're talking about, depending on the suburb where it hit, 70 to 100 homes being completely destroyed, trees that are down, houses with roofs just torn off like it was the lid of a sardine can, just peeled right off. I mean, absolutely awful. Dark skies, rain, the wind, insane. I mean, scary, scary stuff. And that's why Soldier Field, because that's what they started to see there for that Bears-Ravens game. They couldn't take any chances, so they had to evacuate, and that's exactly what happened there. And it depends. The Weather Service is actually reporting that 67 known tornadoes had been reported, you know, sightings. So the storms just move through so fast. I mean, so quickly. And that's what tornadoes do. In Washington County, where I think really was the hardest hit, they say it was an EF4 tornado. So that means you're looking at about 160 some miles an hour if you're talking about that, and a path of destruction that just stretched more than probably 3 miles, and, you know, truck after truck on the highways overturned because you just can't fight Mother Nature. It doesn't matter if you're in a truck or not. And then, of course, what happens when you have that kind of a thing happening, when you have these twisters popping up all over and they're not sure where they're hitting and they declare a state of emergency and there's piles of debris and all of that, you can bet there's power outages. And that's the thing that they scramble to try to fix as fast as they can, but it takes forever because you've got crews that can't get into certain areas anyway because of the damage, because there's just too much debris and that's not cleared out. By the way, in Missouri, state emergency folks said a tornado might have hit Scott County because there was heavy winds and 3 rail cars actually blew off 4 mobile homes and damaged some other homes off their foundations. In Michigan, power was out to almost 400,000 people. In Ohio, 75,000 people were without power. So like I said, power can also be the name of the game because in an instant it goes out just like that. All right, more sounds of the tornado. And if you have anything to report in your area, please call us as we kick off the week here on America Tonight. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com Order today.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking out our back window when we saw the funnel come around, but you could barely see because the rain, as I heard, was encapsulating it. The wind was so great, all the houses, the shingles are torn off. It's very bad.
All right, that's the voice of somebody going through it, Corey Frick. You heard him say it's very bad, hard to see, that kind of stuff. And before that, we started off the show with Mayor Gary Menier from Illinois talking about people displaced and scrambling to try to do whatever they could. And, you know, that's all you can do. There really isn't much. What do you do to prepare for this? And the answer is they're trying. They're working on things as far as predicting tornadoes. And there sometimes will be weather patterns where you know this. You can hear about tornado watches. But so often, as I know, since I've lived in the Midwest, just like many of you, and I've lived in Tornado Alley in Texas and the Oklahoma areas, and I've seen what's happened, and it's always shocking to people that, wow, this was the day. We weren't expecting this. Who knew that this weather would form this way? It wasn't predicted. And that's what they do. They sneak up on you often, all of a sudden, boom, just like that. Now, somebody who has a shelter, because we know we've seen this since there have been, in the last 3 years, some disastrous twisters that have taken way too many lives in horrible situations. A lot of people are investing in storm shelters of some sort so that if that happens, boom, the neighbor down the street is seeing the cloud. Here it comes. They're in the shelter. Because otherwise, you're taking your chances. You're doing the thing where you're laying in the bathtub. You're pulling the mattress over yourself. You're just in a split second time grabbing the kids, and that's it. You're just doing what you know to do that you've heard that are either old wives' tales or that you have heard this is what you should do, get in the door jam. You know, when I lived in Nebraska, people would tell me, oh, honey, you are in the tornado zone. And what did I know about tornadoes coming from Philadelphia? And I just would hear sirens that when I lived there, not even a year. You'd hear the sirens, and I thought, oh, my, you know, here there's no storm shelter where I am. And I really would do that thing with the tub, thinking this is how I'm going to try to survive it if it hits here because there's no place to go and there's not enough time. Luckily, in Kearney, Nebraska, while they have had close calls when I was there, they did not have any massive, in that particular area, massive tornadoes or a bunch of tornadoes that dumped down. So I certainly saw the destruction in seeing what happened in neighboring towns, and I couldn't believe it. When you see it right after it happens, and you see that one side of the street's clear, or you see like a whole town is demolished, it is, I have to say, it is really shocking. So a day of nasty, nasty, nasty twisters that really took everybody's mind in those areas, focused their mind on these horrible things that have happened to their towns versus what everybody is talking about, the buzz in the land, and part of what was the Sunday discussion, in fact, most of it, still over Obamacare, the president having his worst week ever, getting slammed in all directions and seeing his approval ratings down in the dumps. Now the focus, though, for a time anyway, in the Midwest on these dozens of tornadoes and thunderstorms, because the thunderstorms were really, really bad, you know, where they were just, people were just wiped out. One guy really struck me when I was flipping around and watching the cable networks, who said, you know what, my whole neighborhood is gone, and do you know what I have? The wall of my fireplace is all that's left of my house. And shockingly, it took just minutes and done minutes, and it was done. And then talked about, too, being in the basement, running downstairs, crouching in the laundry room, and all of a sudden seeing daylight up at the stairs. I mean, that's like a movie scene, right? But at least that's, they went to the basement. They sought shelter in the basement, and that worked. It worked well enough anyway. But an older man and a sister, they were victims. The tornado hit their house. It happened at noon in a place called New Minden, that which is very, very close to that part of southern Illinois, Washington County. And then there was another person that died also in that same county. So that was really hit the hardest. I mean, really hit the hardest of all the places where it slammed down. And, you know, it prompts that discussion, like I say, of what, you know, what's the worst storm that you have ever weathered? Was it a blizzard? Was it a massive flood? Was it a hurricane? Was it a tornado? Was it a mudslide? Was it a fire? You know, all these things that Mother Nature can all of a sudden fling on you. And are you emergency prepared? You know, people used to tell me that about, I mean, look at the places, that's the nature of broadcasting, you're like a vagabond. And I mentioned there living in Nebraska and people telling me to be worried about tornadoes. People, when I lived in California for a short time, to be worried about earthquakes and asking me if I was earthquake prepared. I was like, what am I going to do? The earth opens up. Would I get my running shoes on and run in a different direction? And then the same with the snow and blizzards in a couple of spots where I've lived. And, you know, finally seeing so much of this around me and realizing, you know, you got to have a go bag. You do. You have to be prepared somehow. You got to, at least you have to have flashlights, necessities, and maybe stuff in a safe or safe deposit box, because I think that's also the big problem for people. Once the horrible thing happens and there's a sense of community and people are trying to reach out to you and you're staying somewhere and you're getting in touch with insurance people, then the reality hits you, the second reality. Oh, yeah, I got to deal with this. Kids have to get to school, or I have to get to work, or I have to get new clothes because I have nothing but the clothes on my back. Then the fact that you don't have the account numbers, you don't have your personal stuff, the papers that you need, it creates a second kind of chaos. So there is something to being emergency prepared, seriously, and not just risking it, not just saying, well, that never will happen here. That's never going to happen here. And then you don't have water. You don't have electricity. You're scrambling. All the hotels, if they're even available, are booked up because everybody else is in the same boat. So this isn't a lecture, but this is just realizing by letting these things happen around me and not thinking about it, starting to get the sense that, yeah, that's probably smart to have that. So I do. I have all the things that I didn't have for a long period of time and watched other people struggle and was lucky. Watched other people struggle in some horrendous situations. All the things that I mentioned as a television news reporter when I was in that game, I covered them in some sense, whether it was an earthquake in California or a mudslide or fires. And I certainly have seen what happens with fires. And I've talked about that before where people panic. So in these towns, the good thing is there is that sense of community. People are reaching out to them, trying to help and offering temporary shelter and trying to get to as many people as they can and making sure that whoever needs to be treated is treated, because it just happens so quickly. You know, they say 90 minutes after the tornado destroyed homes in Washington, the storm just darkened Chicago. That's why the evacuation. I mean, rain, high winds, just awful, awful, awful. They were worried. They were worried that tornadoes were going to hit, frankly, the city. And it didn't. Just terrible weather. The storms were bad, but they didn't get the tornadoes that they got in some of those outlying areas. Because think of how many people. Chicago is like our third biggest city. How many people would just be in that one spot and what could happen there? But really, Illinois, Indiana, southern Michigan, I mentioned Ohio, Missouri got a little bit of that. There was some large hail and all that kind of stuff. And it was a bad push for a little bit of time. And then poof, all of a sudden it's just, it clears up. It kind of reminded me, I was thinking back Midwest, and we've already just seen some terrible tornadoes in this past year and a half. But remember the big twister that hit Rockford, Illinois, that happened back in 2010, and it was pretty bad. Boy, it just flattened the area, and people, it was almost like a wind shear, and people were looking for cover, whatever they could do, because it happened all of a sudden. I mean, just boom, all of a sudden. And see, I'm starting to strike a chord with people. Even Jack down under is saying, Kate, it's almost 5 years since the fire that destroyed my home, and I still find myself looking for things only to remember after an hour of searching that it was lost in the fire. And then Princess Love says, my husband was then apparently in a fire and lost everything in a fire. And so there's storms have that effect, as do fires and whatnot. Meet you on the flip side.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pretend that I don't love you. You can never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want it. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your truck, taking it downtown every night. I could never play the star that night.
Talking to lots of different veterans, people who have served in many different capacities here on America Tonight. Really thrilled to do that. In our virtual green room, coming to us from the Tampa, Florida area, St. Petersburg, you know how I feel about that with my family there, is Tyler Garner, and he's originally from Metropolis, Illinois. He spent over 8 years in the Army. Now, check this out. He was a Special Forces Communications Sergeant on an ODA in the first Special Forces group with Mandarin Chinese as his assigned language. Can you imagine? So deployments, Iraq, Philippines, Afghanistan. Tyler, thanks for your service and thanks for joining us on ATN.
Well, thank you, Kate. I appreciate the warm welcome.
So let me ask you this. You see what's happened with this typhoon in the Philippines. Boy, that has to be kind of close to your heart. You spent time there. I tried to explain this on the air, but, boy, those islands were certainly vulnerable. It's tough to see what's happening with those people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really rough. And in our job, we really get close with people. I've actually got a godson over there. We went to baptism and everything. I haven't received any contact with the family yet to see how they're doing, but I'm sure they're doing all right because he's one of the captains in the military over there.
Yeah, so hopefully, and certainly our troops are there and they're giving as much aid as they possibly can, of course. And that's true. What you said, you get close to the people in places where you're deployed. I think that there's a disconnect with people who haven't served and people who served where they don't realize, well, what's really happening in Afghanistan or the Philippines or those kinds of places. In every place where I mentioned where you're deployed, did you find that you got to know some of the people?
Oh, very much so. We usually work with our counterparts very closely. They're either, you know, staying on our compounds or we're sharing meals at the end of the day. They're learning English, we're learning their language, and it's really a cultural breakdown that we all share. It's we create like a brotherhood between our guys.
Yeah. How, of all those assignments, was there one special moment where you just knew you did something, you were involved in something that you felt made such a difference for somebody in any one of the places we mentioned?
Yeah, something really great that we did was in the Philippines. We saw over 600 people one day in a medical capabilities thing, and we were brought in all the dentists. We were doing root canals, all kinds of things, and handing out medication, and just looking out for the general populace.
How nice. I'm sure they appreciated that. I mentioned you speak Mandarin Chinese. How hard was that to learn? I think it would be incredibly tough.
Well, you actually have to take a placement test, Kate, and that involves this weird random language, and of which I evidently should not even be speaking English because I failed it so miserably. Somehow I got one of the hardest languages they had and passed it because I wanted to.
Do you still, are you trying to keep up with it? Are you still in the game when it comes to Chinese?
Yes, and I'm trying to wrap that in with a international business and entrepreneurship degree.
Yeah. I say this, too, as my husband served in the military, and one of the great benefits that he got is that he was able to use a lot of that for schooling, was able to get a bachelor's, complete his bachelor's in aeronautics. And what's the goal for you? Because obviously you're able to do the same thing and use some of what you put into the military towards your education. So you said this about using the language and whatnot. What is your overall goal, do you think, Tyler?
Well, I believe my overall goal is it actually correlates with a lot of other veterans getting out. You don't really know. You just pick an avenue and you go with it. This is something that kind of struck me as it's close to what I was doing while I was in. So building these relationships in a foreign atmosphere. And guys will get out and move to states. Something I'd like to touch on, if you don't mind, is the fact that people don't know that they need to have a residency in a state that they're moving to. Otherwise, you get stuck with a year of tuition costs, fees upwards of $6,000 or more dollars that you're going to have to shell out if you want to continue your education and do something immediately after getting out. But we just pick an avenue and go with it, and this seemed to be the best route for me.
So for you, when you looked around Tampa or that St. Petersburg area was perfect because of the college?
Well, it was somewhere nice and sunny. I mean, honestly, looking at it now, but why not? You know, it's 81 down there. It's 50 in New York right now. And I like it down there. So the colleges, I started looking into the degree programs, completing an AA right now at St. Petersburg College, and then hopefully transferring over to the international business program at the University of Tampa.
Yeah. The going back to your service, it's terrific that you're able to do that and you see your path. Like you said, you pick a lane. When you started this odyssey, when you first jumped into the military, when you first started with the Army, and then you were a Special Forces Communication Sergeant, would you have thought that you would have been to the places that you've been and have been involved in some of the assignments you were involved in?
Oh, no. You always look back to that moment in time where you're scared getting off the what they call the cattle truck and all the drill sergeants are yelling at you, and you're making that thought process comes through your head of why am I getting yelled at right now? Because it's a shock culture, is what it is. It happens. But now that I look through it, and you realize that you've done so much more than what the people who have just went straight through college. You've experienced life in all these other cultures, and you look back at it and you say, "Wow, I would have never thought that I would have, you know, done any of this, but it's just how it goes, I guess.
Yeah. Are you still friendly with a lot of the guys that you serve with?
Oh, very much so. Actually, heading out to visit a few buddies to go snowboarding this winter.
Oh, good for you. Snowboarding, that sounds like a lot of fun. The with the specific assignment that you did, when you started and then, of course, you were deployed in Iraq, and you see where Iraq is now, do you keep a close eye on what's happening with that country? Because, of course, what many of us feared is that Iraq would be hurled back into some sort of different chaos because of the religious factions there and just the thousands of years of the culture, very tough to break that. But you had to be proud of some of the things you were able to do in Iraq. So do you keep an eye on what's happening there because you have an interest in it?
I keep more of an eye, honestly, on Afghanistan and our current conflict because I still have friends over there, and it's a lot easier me for it to access that data that's on hand immediately. Iraq, being in the regular army, I didn't see as much of the close relationships that I found in Afghanistan with the interpreters and other people that I met. But yes, I do still keep a close eye on those countries of interest with conflict. Yeah. But I'm really not sure how the Sunnis and Shias actually are still interacting up in Iraq.
Yeah, the from Iraq to Afghanistan. Now we're, of course, 2014 is when most everyone is being pulled out of that situation. Of course, several left behind. I'll say, you know, hundreds, maybe up to 1,000, just as we make the transition. Do you think that's a good thing? The timing after the years that we invested in Afghanistan, and of course, your friends are involved in this, so they would be coming back. Everybody would be back as well.
Well, I know they keep saying, they keep harping on that everybody's going to be coming back, but Special Forces soldiers were the first in, and I can guarantee you they'll end up being the last ones out. And like to say something about all the families that are struggling today because the operations tempo is so high, and these guys have been deployed ever since the start of this. They're first ones in, all the way down to what's being forgotten today is even the horse soldier statue up here in New York. You can see people, there's tourists taking pictures of it, but Americans don't even know that actually represents down there at Ground Zero the guys who rode in on horseback and initially met up with Karzai.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good point. That's what I think. I think there's definitely a disconnect between what's happening today and people who are not connected to the military, while they appreciate the service and hear the stories and may know of somebody. If the family isn't directly involved, a lot of times they don't realize some of the things that are happening. You know, one thing that has happened, and we've had many people on the show to talk about this, Tyler, is we're starting to see that there's better coverage as far as guys coming back who sadly have lost limbs, or the psychological damage. Did you see that among some of your comrades over there, how tough it was?
Oh, yes, and I know them, many of them very closely today. That's what's really good about the group that I've been working in with is the Green Beret Foundation and everything that they've been doing, which includes the hyperbaric oxygen therapy where the VA leaves off. They come in and help these guys with traumatic brain injuries. It's been noted to help guys with this injury. And not only that, even in vitro fertilization for the Green Berets so they can still have children. They're doing amazing things, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Good for you. We're going to talk to, actually, the Green Beret Foundation Executive Director a little bit later in the show. Tyler Garner, once again, good luck with everything that's going on in your world. We appreciate your service, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
All right, well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later, Kate. Thanks.
Thanks, Tyler. Bye-bye.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me that I can't explain. Would I be out of line if I died?
Alright, we're heading through that final here this hour of America Tonight. We started off talking about tornadoes and the wild storms that smashed into the Midwest and the familiar cry of what happened to my neighborhood, and now the cleanup begins. And of course, by the way, there was winds that blasted through other parts of the Midwest. In Cleveland and Pittsburgh, they reported some high winds too, but not the kind of the funnel variety, right? So thanks for hanging with us as always here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And in this final segment, a couple of odds and ends for you worth mentioning here. You know, it's been all about what's happened with health care and Obamacare and, you know, what the reaction has been and the Democrats and the Republicans and the House legislation that was put together by Congressman Fred Upton and got support from 232 Republicans and 39 Democrats. They defected and jumped on the GOP bill, and you know, now what happens moving forward? And here's the interesting thing, and I kept talking about this the other day, is that the state insurance commissioners, excuse me, you can tell it's winter, that's when that cough comes back. State insurance commissioners have to approve the revived plans, and they're expressing a lot of concern that the time is just way too short, and they're already looking at some other options and trying to figure out what to do and whether or not they're gonna let people just come back, roll back with their plans, or whether they're just going to continue to carry on. And a lot are carrying on and saying, we can't put the genie back in the bottle. So ultimately, what the president had to say on Thursday is not going to amount to, geez, we're getting those plans back because this is what we were promised. So it's just been this continuous theme of one blunder after another. And as I said, it's been probably the worst week. I guarantee it's been the worst week of Obama's presidency. I happened to catch the parody on Saturday Night Live. There's a great comedian that does an imitation of the president, and the, I can't think of his name right now, excuse me, but he did a great little bit on the president having, you know, celebrating his, like a, getting a Paxil drug for the time when it's president, when you're president and you have to go through the kind of week that he went through with health care. But remember the highlights of what happened after chasing after, you know, Osama bin Laden, and some of the highlights of this presidency. And I'll tell you, it illustrated one thing there. Really, when you get down to it, what are the highlights? And more people are seeing that. It doesn't matter. It's not the hardcore conservatives, Republicans. It's also Democrats and liberals who are massively disappointed. And that was really what the Sunday swirl was about. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard. And the buzz in the backyard is still, what's next? Now what? Now what's going to happen is, at the end of the month, is this all going to be straightened out? And where do we move from here? And what happens by the time the end of March rolls around? What are the expectations, and what are, you know, what's really the reality? And the reality is that I expect some more to happen with Obamacare, because people who are having canceled plans are not jumping on the health care exchanges. So I think the health care exchanges are going to be the next thing that are certainly more than doomed. We saw that with the signups already. And that's going to affect how the Obamacare works in the states, because if they're not signing up on the exchanges, you're going to have high premiums. So it's not going to be affordable. It's not going to work correctly. And that's what it's about. So, and is it successful in some states? The states seem to be doing, certainly enrollment-wise, they got double the enrollment of healthcare.gov, and they're saying in some of the states, if you want to look at the bright side, it's probably going to create a few jobs versus what's happening in Washington. So, you know, in Connecticut, more than 50% of enrollment in the state exchange, which is Access Health CT, is for private health insurance. And, of course, private health insurance, their satisfaction rate is off the charts, almost 100%. And they're saying 82% of the people who were enrolled said they would be very likely to recommend the exchange to a colleague or a friend. But this is also different in place to place as to what, how it's being rolled out, how many people are signing up for it, what, you know, are they getting a tax credit? What is it that they're ultimately gonna get? Or is anybody able to reduce their premiums? Because mostly we're hearing that it's increasing the premiums. And many of you who have sent me notes about it, and I've asked for this, if it's helping you, and there have been a few, if it's helping you, then I want to hear that. I want to hear who it's working for. And we know already a lot of the cases where we know it's not working, and the scenarios where it's gone up triple even in some cases, and then people are paying more with the deductible too. So if you are on that other side of it, if you're on the other side where it is working and there is some surprising success, because that's what I'll call it, since we haven't seen too many people come forward and say that, then I want to hear about the surprising success and why it's working. What's different in your state? Because I think some of this is definitely hinges on the states and how many people sign up for it and ultimately how much it's going to cost you, because it comes down to the cost. So many people, when they're signing up for the health insurance, they have to look at the premiums and they cannot afford to pay twice or triple the amount for a premium. They can't, you know, they just cannot do it. Can't do it. And finally, what a note to end on. You know, we always do these nail the score games, and I always say, please, please, please remember to call us or send us your guests. Each and every week we do it on our Wednesday into Thursday show in our third hour for a couple of segments. And we got a lot of people. Last week we had a ton of people that called in. This week we got a few people that called in, but mostly a lot of people that emailed us in time and whatnot. But we didn't have anyone nail the score. And I'll talk more about that in another hour. However, it seems like, I don't know if this is just a weird epidemic or just a strange season for this, of people falling off of stadiums, falling, you know, whether it's inside, walking down, or falling off of a deck. And two guys were taken to a Buffalo hospital. One fell from the third deck of Ralph Wilson Stadium, that's where the Bills play, and landed on another during that game against the Jets. And the man who was hit by the falling man had a head injury. That's not good. The man who fell had a shoulder injury, which they said wasn't life-threatening. So probably the guy who he fell on is maybe worse. And it happened in the second quarter. They were treated and they were taken to the hospital for observation. I'd say that one guy that fell out of the stands is pretty darn lucky that he made it, because we've seen now a couple of deaths for the fact that people fell, for whatever reason, they fell out of a stadium on a higher level, and it's tragic. And the more that that happens, I think the more that they're going to have to back up maybe some of the stands, think about what kind of rails they have up. But you can't have high rails, because that's the whole obstructed view thing then. So no matter where someone's sitting in a stadium, the one thing you wouldn't want to have is views that are skewed. But if you start to, if this starts to become an epidemic, then the stadiums are going to, the teams are going to start to think about this, because they don't want that liability and they don't want people falling out of the stands. If you have anything to say, you can say it at any time. Remember, you can always email this show at americatonight.net.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.